trying again. It is October 20th. Take two. This is the bite-sized I should be writing. I'm Murr. This is my daily show I'm doing to get ready for NaNoWriMo. I already tried to record this first and recorded it about 4 minutes of meandering about my own state of mind. And that's not a good writing show, is it? Let's talk about prep. Talk about prep every year. One thing that gets me, and this gets me like around November and December, gets me around NaNoWriMo and the holidays, where when you think, when it's not November, December, and you think about when November comes, it's NaNoWriMo time, and you think, I'm going to be writing, and I'm going to be doing community events if I feel comfortable getting out, or I'm going to be doing online community events. I'm going to focus a lot on my writing. I do the same thing for the holidays. I think, oh, December's coming. I'm going to bake this and watch that and send out cards and stuff. And the thing I always forget, always, every year, I'm 49, folks, 49. And this still surprises me every freaking year, is that the day-to-day life does not stop. It doesn't stop for birthdays, Christmas, New Year's, NaNoWriMo, summer vacation. There's still going to be dogs who get excited and injure themselves. There's still going to be news that upsets you and distracts you. There's still going to be a hard day at work that makes you, I mean, screw Christmas cookies. I can't even make dinner. What I'm trying to figure out is how to prepare for that. I know how to write. And if you listen to me, if you've listened to me for like, you know, longer than a year or two, you should know how to do this too. I mean, the way you prep for NaNoWriMo is you look at your everyday life and you see where the downtime is. First, you look at your leisure time. Is there an hour of TV you can cut out or an hour of video games? Do you really need as much sleep as you're getting? I know most, at least in America, most people are getting too little sleep. But can you get up a little bit earlier? Can you go to bed a little later? That's how you find the time, because it's not just gonna, you're not gonna find it under the couch. You have to actually make it. You have to say, well, I'm already living 24 hours, so if I want to add in an hour of writing, I have to go and take an hour of something else out. And then put writing in that spot. You got to tell your family, you got to tell your friends, you got to tell your roommates, this is what I'm focusing on this month, and I would really appreciate your help and understanding. You got to look ahead to your other responsibilities in life, work or school, and see what's going to crop up to need your attention. In America, for me, that's always Thanksgiving. I also have another small vacation I'm taking, and I'm going to have to figure out how to fit these podcasts and writing into that vacation. I think this year I really have to think about just the day-to-day. The day-to-day is very tiring, as it is. This month, I feel like I've kind of gotten my claws into a reasonable... I'm working on routine, productivity, all that crap. And I feel like I'm getting it. I do. But I still have to, I don't want to lose that momentum, because as important as NaNoWriMo is, feeling like I've got a handle on my own productivity is huge. One thing I have been learning about routines and kind of reclaiming time is, in order to have a good morning routine, you need a good evening routine. Because if you wake up and... whatever your morning routine consists of, even if it's drinking a glass of water and meditating, having your water there and whatever you need to meditate, having that ready to go. And for me, a lot of it is removing distractions. So it's like, if I go to bed and the kitchen's clean and there's not laundry everywhere, I'm going to wake up and be able to focus a lot better. So really the key to a morning routine is making sure the evening routine takes care of that stuff. And evening routines are hard because you're tired. If you want to fit writing into your morning routine, or maybe fit some of your afternoon or evening stuff into your morning so you can write in the afternoon or evening, you have to go all the way back to the day before and make sure you set up all the dominoes to fall correctly. this will help with everything from making sure the chores are done when you wake up to making sure that you know what your family's going to eat the next day or know what you're going to do. I mean, half the time I'm stressed about dinner is when I don't know what to do. So like the big thing is the decision and figuring out what I can cook with what I have. But if I plan, then it's just you go down there and you cook it. But that also takes before pre-planning. No, that's what planning is. Anyway, the big thing I'm trying to remember this NaNoWriMo is that I can't, my life won't stop. And if I want to make sure I get that much writing crammed into the rest of my day, I'm going to have to make contingency plans for when the time doesn't stop. So I will see you guys tomorrow on October 21st. This daily podcast will go until October 31st, and then it will continue into November, but only for Patreon supporters. And you can support for a dollar at patreon.com/mightymur, where you'll get a lot of other cool stuff, as well as a daily podcast. For November, anyway. If you want to see me or my stuff, all the stuff I do, my new book, Station Eternity, you can go to murverse.com. And you can see other links at the show notes, such as where you can hook up with me on FocusMate, where you can download the little HTML file I use to help with my productivity, created by Tree Lobsters, if you're hanging out in the Discord chat or the Twitch chat. I do stream live Tuesday and Thursday afternoons on Twitch, twitch.tv/mightymur, 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and I'm going to start doing some co-writing in November. So lots of cool stuff coming up. Keep working, keep prepping, because you should be writing.